Our scripture reading for tonight is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 1 to 17, and also verse 31b to 35. And may I ask, if you are able, please stand. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean, and you are clean, though not all of you. For he who knew who was to betray him, for this reason he said, 'Not all of you are clean.'" And after he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, and said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Verily, truly, I say to you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know those things, you are blessed if you do them." Verse 33. "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, not now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, and also should love one another." And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have loved for one another. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our scripture reading for tonight is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 1 to 17, and also verse 31b to 35. And may I ask, if you are able, please stand. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean, and you are clean, though not all of you. For he who knew who was to betray him, for this reason he said, 'Not all of you are clean.'" And after he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, and said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Verily, truly, I say to you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know those things, you are blessed if you do them." Verse 33. "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, not now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, and also should love one another." And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have loved for one another. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. From 1 Corinthians 11, beginning at verse 23. Paul recounting our call to communion. "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Maundy Thursday is an amazing historical evening. This week has been intriguing to see a Notre Dame fire. 12th century constructed. How many years has it survived? And it survives still and will be rebuilt. But a jarring of our sense of normalcy. This evening, though, is a time to reflect on events 2,000 years ago, and it was Passover. I should have said, "Welcome to Passover." For that's the gathering that they had come to. This is the gathering where they were seated together, and it's a meal that they had had year after year, every year, all of their lives. As children, they'd learned some of the ritual. They'd learned the hymns. They'd learned the routine, and they know the routine, and they're gathered now for that Passover feast. Good food, good wine, a pleasant time. The first church I served as a full-time pastor, they did a recreation of the Last Supper. Have you ever seen one of those? There were men who had volunteered to portray each of the 12 apostles and Jesus. And they'd memorized vignettes about each one of those apostles. And they stood and proclaimed themselves as that apostle and talked about that. And they'd memorized this. And it was incredible to behold the work that went into it. They grew beards. They let their hair grow. They had costumes that they had developed over numerous years of having done this presentation. So when I moved to Ordway, I thought I would try and do the same service, but there weren't enough men of the right age that were willing to try and memorize and do all of that together, and I hemmed and hawed about that, and one gal looked at me, she says, "Well, gals can do it." And indeed, at that Last Supper, there were women present as well. We hear about the men, but that was the time, the age, when women were also there. But a Passover feast includes the whole family, so the women were present. So we developed it at Ordway, and one woman played the part of Simon Peter. She'd had some acting experience, you could tell. And the first night we gathered to rehearse, she had her part completely memorized. And it was incredible. She could really bring Simon Peter to life. We were impressed with her ability. And on the night that we presented it, on Monday, Thursday of that year, it came time for Simon Peter to stand and speak. And she stood, and she spoke in a clear voice, but she was weeping the entire time. Tears were streaming down her cheeks, and as we watched and were aware of what was happening, we also realized what she had realized, that this is not a recreation. This is not a play. This is not a remember it. This is understanding how Jesus established this to be a part of our lives. And it was alive in us that night. And I pray that it can be alive in us this night. When he gathered with the apostles, Jesus says, "You do not know now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." It was a foot washing for his apostles that completely set things upside down. It was a teaching lesson for them and for us, because future generations, we're relearning that important lesson. "If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." What did it feel like to wash each other's hands? To be in servanthood. Jesus was unsettling things again. The servant serves the master. The master serves the servant. The powerful and the powerless serving one another. It turns things on their head. So this week I received a picture by social media, and it was the border, and there were immigrants coming through a doorway in the border, and Jesus was knelt there washing their feet. And I stopped, and I thought, what if we just all stopped and thought, what would Jesus do? What if we could all back up to that and understand that we are His, we belong to Him? If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Servants are no greater than their master, nor are their masters greater than the one who sent them. So we established this. We don't do hand washings. We don't do foot washings anywhere. People today are very private about their feet. But hand washing, it helps us learn who we are and whose we are, as it should be.